Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Ryan Madsen of the Washington Nationals joining us in just a couple of moments. Made his debut with the Nats, pitched a perfect inning with a strikeout, and got a hold at the time in a one-run game. It would become a two-run game. Sean Doolittle, who's his teammate in Oakland all year, got the save in the ninth inning. We'll talk to Madsen about coming over to Washington, but he's just got a great story. This is a guy who was one of the premium closers in all of baseball in Philadelphia in the NL East, was out of baseball for multiple seasons, got back to the big leagues. I had the privilege of interviewing him at the League Championship Series when he was with the Royals for MLB Network Radio. And now at 36 years old, he's probably having his best statistical season through 41 games with an ERA barely over 2 and an average against of 184. He joins us now on the hotline. Ryan, welcome to Washington, D.C. Go back to that first appearance. Were there any added jitters or nerves compared to a normal outing for a guy with a couple World Series rings? I can't imagine that many juices were flowing.
Oh, no, they were flowing pretty good. About as high as you can get right there. I look back on it and said, why was I so amped up? I threw one. Guys are making fun of me because they're like, 99, huh? And I look back and I said, well, yeah, don't expect that again. You know,
I didn't think you had 99.
I haven't hit that since I was 29. When I was young and limber. But the emotions were heightened, and I didn't know why until after. And the next day I thought about it, and that's just how much this means to me. And I know Doolittle's the same. This means a lot. The opportunity to win. It's not always there for you. I took it for granted in Philly. I know I did. And then of course in 15 with the Royals, I knew how lucky I was. And then I think I'm just feeling that second chance again. And I guess third chance, I should say. And that means a lot. And so, for me and Do, I know. So we're excited, and it gives us a little more.
Ryan, I mean, listen, the stats are available. You kind of knew what you were coming over to, a team that's built to win, as you touched on, but the weakness had been this bullpen. It had been injuries and performance issues, whatever else. When you guys got into the clubhouse, were people just, like, giving you hugs and breaking down in tears, like, thank God you're here? And how much pressure does that put on?
It's like they've been in water waiting for a boat for months, and you guys showed up after they shot their flare.
They're just, Tom Hanks has already lost Wilson, and you're the oil tanker, dude. I mean, are people just so excited you guys are here? And how do you deal with that kind of pressure?
Yeah, there was some added pressure to that, but it's one of those things where you just got to put things in perspective, what's important, what makes you good, and that's all I focus on after that. If you focus on that, then it's going to make the road a lot more difficult. So, throwing out of the bullpen is not easy. It's not something that I take lightly. It's something you got to be dedicated to, know how to do well, know how to prepare and execute and all that, and that's what I just lean on. It's the same game. It's the same thing. Just need to, do my thing out there, and results take care of themselves, and not to get too lost. And, I need to come here and save everything. No, that's not the case. Just go in there and do what you do, and things will work out. But, yeah, I early on it wasn't a grand reception, which is fine. That's normal. But after my inning, I don't think I've ever been congratulated after an outing like that. I don't think ever. So that felt good. I realized, there was the importance of the team and how much they appreciate that clean eighth inning and appreciate me being there. So that felt good.
Ryan Madsen, one of the newest Nationals, he and Sean Doolittle acquired via trade to help cure some of the bullpen evils of this season as the Nats have hopes of making a deep October run. You were not pitching in 2012 through 2014 in the big leagues. And look, any more injuries happen and guys have arm problems and they'll miss a season. Occasionally you'll see parts of two seasons. For you not to have pitched after 2011 until 2015, there's no way that you hadn't kind of given up hope that your career was over, right? I mean, did you always know that you'd be back in the big leagues? You couldn't have thought to the extent that you are now, dominating.
No. I thought I was done in the summer of 14. I was completely out of baseball and didn't really want to go back just because the way the last few years went, rehabbing and just spinning my wheels and not getting any better. But, I met some special people and they brought me back into the game, brought my love back for the game. And then I met some more special people. That's what it takes. It took a group of special people to get me back in the game and healthy and, wanting to play and wanting to put the work in to get healthy and people that had the right tools for me, and they had it, and all I need to do is do the work, and I did it, and they still continue to work with me to this day and continue to surprise me with the results that they're giving me as far as my stuff and the way hitters are reacting to it. They've provided me with such good stuff. I mean, the trainers, so, and I still work with them too. Today, I'm actually going to go in there today and then say hi to them and say thanks again. And now that we're here in Arizona, because they're based out of Arizona, so just going to go in and say hi, say thanks, and continue the work.
Ryan, Ryan Madsen of the Nats is with us, a new late inning reliever for them. Can you tell the story of your accelerated performance machine and how you discovered this thing and how you found it and who you talked to? It really is incredible. It's something I didn't know, who's followed baseball pretty closely. Kind of, it's not too far to say you kind of credit this for giving you a second shot.
Oh yeah, 100%. I wouldn't be there without these guys. It's called Evo UltraFit in Phoenix, Arizona, and they would use these ARP wave machines. That's what it's called, Accelerated Recovery Program. And Jay Schroeder is the head of it, and he knows exactly where to put these. It's basically like a battery, and there's two plugs coming out of the battery. So you got a positive and negative, and he knows exactly where to put these pads on certain muscle groups to get things firing, get things connected, get things working together, because what they're working towards is 100% efficiency in the motion. Whether you want to throw a baseball or jump over a high jump or long jump or sprint, they know exactly how the body should work to do each task, and they make you do work so that you're efficient in that at that task so that injury is prevented. And they also work at strengthening. They put 30 pounds on me and 3 months, I think it was, and so they know exactly how the body works, how it should work for the task, and then how to keep it healthy with this machine and training also. So I definitely wouldn't be here from 15 on without them, and I tell them that as much as I can.
Ryan Madsen,
I tell my family thanks you too. Yeah.
He's one of the best stories in baseball, and he's telling you part of that story now at age 36, having turned in arguably the best year of his career, and he's one of the biggest, most influential, and important members of the Nats stretch run here. If they're going to get to a World Series, he's going to have a lot to do with that. A couple of curiosities for me about being a reliever. When you warm up, so from when Dusty or Maddox gets on the phone and calls down and you're told to get ready, what is your routine? How many pitches do you have to throw before you're loose? And then how many pitches do you normally throw before you're loose?
Yeah, that kind of goes along with the training. Like Evo UltraFit, it's just a go. It's just they want 100% right out of the gate, and that's different than normal. Normal guy, you loosen up, take your time, throw 20 pitches. But as far as they're concerned, they want as close to 100% effort as soon as possible, and they train me that way. So when I go into the gym, it's a go right from the gate, And you could be sore and feel like something's not right, you just go right through it. And that's that type of training there. So for me, it helps out in the bullpen because I don't throw as many pitches. So I'll save bullets by the end of the year. I won't throw as much. And I've even gone – so I'll need 10 throws from the rubber, and I'm ready to go. I don't have to throw every pitch. I trust that my stuff will come. When I go out to the game mound and get those warm-ups and just throw a couple curveballs. So I'd say I'd probably throw 5 fastballs, 3 curveballs, and 3 changeups, and I'm ready to go. And be able to be at that top speed. But that comes with training. I train that way so that when I do warm up that my body reacts the right way and doesn't go, hey, what are you doing? It goes, oh, I know what we're doing here. We're getting ready to throw.
How about back-to-backs?
So that helps me in the long run as well.
Is that going to be back-to-back any kind of an issue for you, like throwing 2 straight days?
No, it's just one of those things where you're not – most of the time I feel fine. I feel at least 90%. Of what I felt from the day before. I've had a couple days off, at least 90%. And that's the thing going in is another part of their training was I would rate how I thought I felt, and then I'd watch the video of what my actual speeds were, location, movement, and all that. And every time I would rate it lower on my perceived ability, and then after I watched the video, my numbers would always be higher of what it actually looked like. So it taught me a lesson about how it doesn't matter how you feel. That can almost psych you out, say, oh, I don't have my best stuff today. You know, so it taught me to ignore my feelings of how everything was going and just go out there and give it a go, you know, and go at 100%. And so it was another lesson learned, was that it doesn't matter how you feel. Sometimes that can get that mental part can stop you physically.
Right, Matt.
So that was another lesson I learned.
Ryan Madsen with us here on Grant and Danny. Hey, Ryan, I'm always curious for guys that have played in other organizations. So Philly, Kansas City, Oakland. Now you come over to Washington. You've only been here a short time, but two questions, kind of a two-parter. Who are you most excited to play with and kind of find out about, and who's surprised you so far?
All right. Let's see. Well, I was probably most excited to get back with my former teammates, of course, J-Dub and, yep. and Blanton. That's what I was most excited to see again and play with those guys. But I was probably most interested about, I mean, it's probably an easy guess. It'd probably be Harper, Scherzer, because I'm sure Max is a lot like Doc was, and he was just a joy to watch, you know, how he worked, how he put in the time, put in the effort, and dedication to his craft. So probably Max, and for a hitter, probably Harp. So those are probably the guys that probably not surprised by those answers, but
no,
you know, you look
answers.
At the best and the guys that are the best, and try and, you know, pick what you can from them. That's what I've done my whole career. I've never been a superstar, nor probably do I want ever to be, or will be, but I look at those guys and I have in the past to learn from. The Lidges, the Wagners, even Tom Gordon I learned from, you know, and pick up whatever I can from them. That's probably why I've stayed so long.
Ryan Madsen, drafted in the 9th round back in 1998 out of California High School, and has had a heck of a major league career, looking for a third ring here in Washington. As the new guy on the road, I think it's cool that you debut and you have the road trip to kind of get to know the guys, because there's a little bit more time being spent together rather than headed home right afterwards with the family. Do you get taken out to dinner, or do you have to take a couple guys out to dinner? How does that work?
I'm probably going to be the one taking guys out to dinner. I'm back at home now, so it's not happening now. That's what I was going to say. You know, I had the family in Anaheim, and then here I live in Arizona, so I'm at home now. So I won't have the opportunity now, but definitely in the future, we're going to have a bullpen dinner or two. And they're a lot of fun. That's where you get to know guys and off the field and, you know, out of that scripted arena. So looking forward to that, definitely.
If you need some restaurant recommendations, we can hook you up. We're pretty good at knowing where to eat around town.
Okay, all right.
Can't help in Arizona, but once you get back to D.C., of course. I don't know Arizona at all.
Yeah.
Ryan, you mentioned Max, and he's fascinating. He comes on our show every homestand. He's fascinating to us and everybody else for a million reasons. But the thing that always amazes me, and I think you might fall into this category as well, there's a constant evolution, a constant reinvention, where he's throwing a cutter now. We didn't do that a couple years ago, but now he's kind of back to that power slider, changeup combo, et cetera. I think you're kind of the same way, right, where you're almost constantly evolving. How do you prevent falling in love with the new toy too much with also just continuing to sort of, you know, go with what feels good?
Yeah, a couple things on that. I bet you have to evolve in this game because the hitter has evolved. The hitters will evolve to you. And so it's a constant back-and-forth game. What you're going to do to them, you know, what kind of pitches they see. When you throw a new pitch out there to hitters, you can see their reaction. They look into the dugout. They look at their hitting coach like, hey, what's this? You know, and they don't like it. It's just, you know, a new thing they got to look for. They don't have any video on it, or they haven't seen it in person. So those are the reasons why I like changing. And then, you know, things come and go. As mechanics change also. A pitch might go away. A new pitch might show its face. And you always have to, you know, try new stuff and see what's working. So that's kind of the evolution of it.
Well, we hit the iceberg, and you're our lifeboat, and we appreciate you showing up. I was trying to lay on the door, but Rose went spread eagle.
She was so selfish.
So she just made the X with her body, and then I was just drifting along and eventually froze and went to the bottom. But she blew the whistle and got saved, and she's going to die an old woman warm in her bed. Thank you for the time. We appreciate you hopping aboard.
Yeah, no problem. It was a pleasure.
Thanks,
Absolutely.
Ryan.
We'll see you at the ballpark. Ryan Madsen, long time Philly, most recently an Oakland Athletic, and now, most importantly, a Washington National. He was great.
He's awesome.
That was really cool. Thanks to the Nats for setting that up. Grant and Danny, National Junk Food Day. We'll get into that. We'll preview the Nats this weekend on The Fan.
Second Ted Britt read of the day. That's the Ted Britt Challenge. I have been asked to do the read in the voice of Charles Barkley. So like to hear it. Here it go. Okay, everybody. Ted Britt Ford, that's a car dealership. You can go and get a car. You can get a sub. You can get a pickup. Not a. You could pick up a car, but it could also be a pickup truck. There are different ways that you can do it. You tell them Dennis sent you. They're not going to get you nothing special because of that. They treat you good no matter what kind of person. If you're Ernie, you're Kenny, you're me, you're Brennan, you're Tom or Thaham or anybody else, they get you a great deal. Here's a great deal. July 4th, that's a day. But all month long, it's like it's July 4th day. Take advantage of 0% financing. That's 72 months of 0% financing for the Explorer, the Fusion, the Escapee, the Mustang. That's $1,000 trade assistance with that, too. Not an assist. That's when you pass to a man and he scored a basketball. But that's an assist means they help you. And they give you 120%. That's more than 100. Keller Blue Book value on your trade-in. They also have other options, like you can lease a Ford F-150 for $249 a month for 36 months. That's a different thing you could do. You have different choices when you go to Ted Britt Ford. Go see him in Chantilly or Fairfax, and when you go, you tell him that Dennis and
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.